This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. Reactions are coming out after the Biden administration announced the forming of a Columbia River task force that will look for ways to breach the four lower Snake River dams. U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse says this is just a continuation of how these efforts have been going for some time.
If you look at the makeup of the task force, it's all of Washington, D.C. bureaucratic agency people. There's no local people represented in the river users, the interested parties that depend on the river. The people that live in the Pacific Northwest are not part of this.
But so far, Newhouse says they've given no reason for why.
That on the face of it makes it, to me, very suspicious as to what the ultimate desired conclusion is. You know, obviously, they've made it very clear that the dams need to go away, and they're, like I said, just working towards achieving that goal.
Newhouse says their actions speak for themselves.
When the understood goal is to breach the dams, it's already slanted in that direction, and that doesn't seem to me to be actually getting to a place where people in the Pacific Northwest can accept the outcome.
Listen tomorrow for more on this new task force that Newhouse believes is a bit shady.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.